This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India and Cyprus have unequivocally condemned terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. The two countries also urged all states to respect the sovereignty of other nations and called for the disruption of terrorism financing networks, the elimination of safe havens, dismantling of terrorist infrastructure and bringing perpetrators of terrorism to justice swiftly. In a joint declaration issued after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides in Nicosia yesterday, the two nations emphasized the need for a comprehensive, coordinated and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Cyprus expressed solidarity and unwavering support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. The declaration says that the two leaders agreed to deepen defense and security cooperation, including through collaboration between their respective defense industries, with a special focus on cybersecurity and emerging technologies. Both leaders also discussed expanding cooperation to include the maritime domain. Addressing media with the Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides at the Presidential Palace, Prime Minister Modi noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years.
Atankwad, drugs aur arms ki taskari ki rokthaam ke liye hamari agencies ke beech real-time information exchange ka mechanism tayar kiya jayega. हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है.
During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. PM Modi embarked on a visit to Kananaskis, Canada, after successfully concluding his visit to Cyprus. During the two-day visit at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will participate in the G7 summit and also hold bilateral meetings with top leaders. The Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash was held in New Delhi. The committee was chaired by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee include Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad and others. The panel will submit its report within 3 months, which is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in the future. In Gujarat, the last rites of former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, one of the victims of the Ahmedabad plane crash, were performed in Rajkot with full state honours. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and other senior leaders paid their respect to the late leader. The government has debunked a message being circulated on social media channels claiming that the preliminary investigation report of the AI-171 crash has been published by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post informed that the message related to this report is fake as the report has not been published by AAIB. It urged people to always rely on official sources for accurate information. Iran is planning to withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty amid intensifying conflict with Israel. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran's parliament is drafting legislation to leave the nuclear treaty. The president reiterated Tehran's stance that it has no plans to develop nuclear weapons and underscored that Iran's nuclear activities remain focused on peaceful energy and research. Meanwhile, Iran executed Ismail Fakhri, convicted of spying for Israel's Mossad. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The ICC yesterday announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from 30th September to 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. While India holds official hosting rights, Sri Lanka will serve as a neutral venue for all of Pakistan's matches due to ongoing political tensions between the two nations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.